All right, Podcastia, you're listening, right? It's Howard Stern here. And I got to tell you, I mean, Robin, I'm not really into podcasts.
Well, that's like all those people who used to be on cable access. Yeah. They thought they were
on television. They were on TV. They would pay a company to put my hey, look, I'm on TV. No, you're not on TV. I mean, yeah, you're on TV, but nobody gives a shit about you.
But Trenton Waves, it's not a podcast. This is a friggin' experience. Frank and Christina Sasso are the best. The best thing since Transcendental Meditation.
Oh, my God. Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, art of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
Hey, podcast. Frank Sasso here. This episode is a little different than our normal episodes. My friend John, of 36 years, one of my best friends, came in to visit me, and we got to talking on the microphones, and I'm just going to give you a little window of what our relationship is like as friends. So enjoy. Bring the microphone close to you.
Do
you
want to, God.
Do you do this in radio? Do you do this in radio? You go like that so you know what the...
No.
I just hog up on the mic like this.
I don't. I actually bring it right about there.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Right where you are.
I could do it here.
Yeah, but then I got to raise your gain.
No,
I got to bring your volume all the way up.
No, you don't. I'm not like you.
Okay.
I can do this anywhere you do this.
I can do anything better than you can.
Who is high?
Hyken. His name is Hyken.
Hyken.
Brian Hyken.
Wait,
Brian Hyken do anything you can do, but better. He does it better.
Wait a minute. Brian Hyken?
Yes.
Of the Montclair Hykens?
No. The Cadwalder Heights Hykens.
Oh, okay. Well,
some people say Cadwalder.
I don't care where he's from. He still owes me money.
Well, hey, man, that's on you. You give money to everybody. Why don't you stop giving money out to people?
Well, apparently that's the only way I'm going to get anything done in this room is if I... Go to a GoFundMe page or something.
Requiring. So you're basically putting nicer tape down is what you're...
Well, right? If you want to call it nicer tape, but yeah, I mean...
I gotta do that.
You need a pro touch here.
I need some help.
Here's
Why do I need protection?
Pro touch.
I like the idea of the TriCaster.
The TriCaster Mini is actually a very nice product. The only problem I have with them is the support piece, and we run into this a lot.
What do you mean?
Here's
what
happened.
Selling it then?
Well, because it's a good product for these kinds of applications, right? What happened was NewTek was purchased by a company called VizRT.
Okay, video toaster. Go ahead.
Right.
In the old days. Kiki Stockhammer.
The old Kiki days, exactly.
Kiki!
Okay, but...
Kiki.
Actually,
if you're listening.
Actually, this will help you out. I am very good friends with
the founder?
The inventor.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a whole team that took part in the whole thing, but he was leading the charge. I never actually thought it would really amount to anything because I was kind of, you know, the biased Grass Valley guy and everything had to be on, you know, straight GVG. Up Ethernet and all that kind of crap.
But everything had to be GVG, though.
Well, it didn't have to be. I wasn't one of those guys that always sold GVG, which is now just GV.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, you can't say GVG anymore.
Why?
Because somebody else owns that name.
Did they own it before GVG did?
No.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem?
Okay. I guess you're right.
They're newcomers. What do they know? They don't know.
You know, they don't know.
They can't prove usage.
You know what I saw today on the drive down here, which, by the way, why is Google Maps telling me to get down here going Route 1 from where I'm at?
Because Route 1 has a monopoly on traffic. I don't know what the deal is.
So, in other words, when it's a slow commercial day,
they go
Google Maps says
get down Route 1 immediately,
so we can stop at every single light.
Yes, that's the beauty of it.
Now let me ask you this: Do you stop all the time at Top Golf and the go kart place, and you have to go through those?
Yes,
before you can get back in your car and head down here.
Normally, that's the case. Absolutely, you have to stop. You got to go eat the whole thing. Sundays between 3 and 6, totally optional.
Totally optional.
Totally. totally optional. Well, you don't have to do it.
Okay, so you don't have to do it. I could go the way that I went today.
You could.
Down to 7A, 195, 129,
29. There's an exit 7A, Creative Studios right up the block.
Right? And I stopped at a light at Cass Street and 129, I think.
McDonald's, yeah.
Right, there's the McDonald's
line,
over there.
River Line.
The fabulous Trenton State Prison is over here.
That's on Cass Street, correct?
And I swear I stayed at least 10 minutes at that light before it turned green.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a half hour.
It was less than a half hour, but 10 minutes there feels like 45 minutes or so, half hour.
So earlier we were talking about some of these podcasts you do, and you had this one guy, I'm sorry, John Levine, I believe is his name,
Jonathan Levine.
Good guy. Okay, real good guy.
Old and, white.
And
he has some Italian roots.
Okay.
I think he's Jewish too.
I wasn't going to go there, but
no problem.
I think the thing about him, though, was you told me he's like Trenton makes, the world takes kind of guy.
Yeah, he knows. He grew up in Trenton, absolutely. Tomato pie, you know, the city gardens, the whole thing.
But then for some crazy reason, you said, hey, you know, maybe you can come on and talk about Trenton. I was like, well, how? I know two things about Trenton, the prison, Route 1.
Your Route 1. You also have the McDonald's over there.
What about the Nahumpha?
You have to understand something. That's the pride and joy of Trenton right there, Nahumpha.
No,
without that.
Nahumpha.
I understand. I pronounce
right
it differently because I live here. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, most people don't know. You don't have to pronounce that second letter.
I see.
And that's the rookie mistake. No problem.
Well, wait a minute. Because I wasn't sure if I was going to the Roebling Market or if I was going to go to Nahumpha. So I need you to understand me.
They're options, okay? You don't have to go to either of them. You were coming here, quite frankly.
No, the address thing, and the thing said I was coming here to 247 Front Street, New Pod City.
247 East Front Street.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
East Front Street.
Thank you.
Okay.
And the O is a zero. But.
You're not supposed to say that.
No one knows what I'm talking about. That the O is a zero.
The people that live here do.
They don't live here.
Oh, there's no bed.
This is not Podcastia. This is New Pod City. Podcastia is where the listeners live, in Podcastia.
I'm always talking
to Podcastia.
Boy, did I mess that up.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It's a rookie mistake.
What else were you going to say about Nahumpha?
Nahumpha is the pride and joy of Trenton.
Tell me why.
It's where all the Trenton history lives.
Tell me why.
Because when George Washington came here and won Trenton over, the Second Battle of Trenton, the First Battle of Trenton, his group killed a lot of people. A lot of Hessians died. But thank God, because we wouldn't be a country because of that.
Okay, so
that's it. That's Nahumpha. That's the story.
So it's NJHMFA.
Right, that's the whole story.
So New Jersey Hessians,
right.
military
faction
of America.
Okay, correct.
I gotcha.
That's what that stands for.
Is that what
so you do understand.
So I could come on Trenton Takes and the World Makes. No, the other
way
around.
I don't know what that means. You can go on the bridge, but you can come on the Trenton Waves show.
Oh my God, Fred!
So it's the New Jersey.
Fred, I just called you Fred.
It's okay, I've been called worse. So it's the New Jersey Hessian military faction of America.
It could also be the New Jersey Helpful Free Miners Association.
That's what that is. That was what it originally was going to be named.
But then
we wanted to promote the history of it.
Have you given our audience a history of you and me?
No, I have not.
You haven't? Okay, so we go back to what, 1989?
1988, my friend. 1988. Come on.
Hey.
So that's 98, 08.
Oh, forget
18.
It's a million.
That's 30 years.
It's
19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. That's six. That's 36 years we've known.
You know what I put on LinkedIn the other day, right? I said that this NAB coming up, which is National Association of Broadcasters, right, show in Vegas. This will be my 40th show.
Wow.
My first one was in 1983. I went, when I was in college, I went out.
You went to an NAB before you worked for Grass?
Believe it or not. Yeah, and I actually worked for AGFA in 85, and I went then. But
AGFA stands for the...
No, it stands for AGFA Gewerkt as a tape company, in Germany. Out of Germany. No longer.
No, they're no longer out of Germany.
AGFA's still around. I'm not sure what they do now.
Yeah, they're right off Route 1.
Route 1, but only in Bergen County.
Yeah, in Bergen County, right near Route 6.
Here's what happens. When you're driving down Route 1, when you shouldn't be, when it's commercial day, you shouldn't be driving down Route 1. But when you get on that area of Route 1, you're actually in Bergen County.
You're in Bergen County. Exactly right. It's like by Route 17, 100%. You know, all that. Manasquan,
100%.
All that. Exactly.
So my first NAB was then, and now this marks my 40th, and I'm excluding the 2 years that it was canceled due to COVID.
To the
pandemic-y thing.
The COVID.
The COVID.
It's like the Batman.
That's what
Batman.
My mom says all the time.
COVID, yeah. The COVID.
Oh, he's got the COVID.
It's like the internets.
Yeah, the internets, right. Or the interwebs.
Or the super, like the highway, super information highway. What is that called?
The
World
like
Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
The Super Highway Information? Was that what it was called? The Super Information Highway?
It was the Information Super Highway.
The Information Super Highway was what the internet
was
using. Right.
That was when you had to dial actually the whole website that was like, you know.
HTTP.
It was that long.
/www.superinformationhighway.com/dir/p/ NyQuil.
I know, right. I know your listeners can't see me do this.
What he's doing now is he's taking his fingers and he's separating them like, I love you this much, the I love you this much.
Or,
but his fingers, though,
are
pointing.
Or my fish was this big.
Or my fish was this big.
Yeah.
He's just using his index fingers. The rest of his fingers are clenched in a fist.
Okay, so we go back to 1988, right? And I was at Grass Valley Group at that time.
You were Dubner, I've been there a couple of years. You were there. Go ahead.
And Frank was brought in by Bob Webb, right. The late great Bob Webb.
No longer with us.
Yes, he's
he really knew his onions. Yeah, I tell you that.
He really did. I tell you, you two guys.
Selling graphics to ESPN.
Right, how about that, right? He would always accuse us of doing something.
But he always had a piece of paper that he wanted to give you.
Yeah, he's got a little note, and he's holding it, and you don't get it until he's after he's done with his parable.
Because right.
he's spoken stories.
He would use that Bill Clinton thumb pointing thing.
Yeah, right.
But he'd be holding the paper, and you're constantly trying to grab it.
Or the guy at the red carpet. So in the Oscars, you don't really know what to do with your hands. I saw this on Kelly and Mark this morning, right? So Mark makes this gesture.
Yes.
Like he's got a pen in his hand and he's trying to point at something.
Right. Okay.
Who does this? Bob Webb did that.
Bob Webb did that. Mm-hmm. He branded that.
Did he?
Yeah. It's called the web.
wait a minute. The worldwide?
The worldwide Bob Webb pointing device.
Did it have a light?
No, his didn't.
It didn't have a light. So
it was the
80s. He couldn't shine it into the sky.
Dude, it was the 80s. It was the late 80s. There was no light on it.
Okay. Right? So this past Friday, we did a first Friday gathering again. Mike Sanzo,
and
of course.
And what town is that?
We were up in Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Oh, Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Yeah,
okay.
At a place called Shortways Barn, which is this very interesting old-style hometown kind of bar.
Oh, it's a bar.
And I'll tell you what, probably one of the best burgers I've had in I don't know how long. And I don't eat burgers anymore.
Why not?
I'm just staying away from the bread thing with the, you know, if I'll eat the meat.
What's wrong with bread?
That's too much carb for me.
Really?
You know, I'm trying to lose weight here.
All right. You look pretty good. You look very non-plump.
My non-plump friend.
Well, you're non-plump. Well, you are non-plump. Let me tell you, I've once told my grandfather, I said, you know, Grandpa, my friend
Grandpa
John.
Joe?
Yes, Grandpa Joe. Oh, I said, Grandpa Joe, my non-plump friend John calls me prejudice.
Right.
And he goes, well, is that how you refer to him? I say, yeah. He goes, well, if you refer to your friend John as your non-plump friend John,
that
you
is
are prejudice.
That's right.
Like, oh, my God.
That's right.
I never knew that.
That's right.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. It's like saying my Jewish friend. Well, why do you have to say it that way? That's not the right
way. So you know what he looks like.
Well, so
anyway, so we met.
So we met. And,
so he brings
and just,
me in.
And
you had a broken arm. You had a broken arm for the
no,
first
no, no.
19
was,
years
it,
that I've known you.
It was not a broken arm.
Yeah.
I had a cast over here because of this
right,
finger that
finger,
I injured.
Which still looks wonky.
It is wonky
now
because...
Now you have a gold band on it to keep it from folding under, right?
Right. That's why I got married, to keep my finger from staying...
Oh, that's a wedding. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted my finger to stay on my hand.
But you had some kind of cast for the first 18, 19 years that I've known you.
Well, not that long.
Well... It felt like that. Maybe it was more like a half hour.
It was as long as the light at Cass and 129.
About a half hour. So
right.
10 minutes. Okay.
So
that's fine.
It was up here because it had to keep this stable.
Hey, I'll never forget the first thing you ever said to me. You walked up to me and you said, so are you working here now?
Are you working here now? I mean, nobody said anything.
And I was in a brown suit.
And there's Frank driving his Pontiac V1000.
No, I didn't have my Grand Am yet.
That's right. Because I had a Grand Am. Or actually, no, I had a Grand Prix then.
You had a Grand... No, you had a Grand Am.
Right.
I had the Grand Prix.
You had the Grand Prix. But then when I went to look at it, it was a Pontiac T-1000.
I said, hey, I got a new car this weekend. You're like, oh, really? What'd you get? I said, I got a Pontiac Grand Prix. Because, let me explain why I said
all
this.
Right.
You had a Pontiac Grand Am. So I knew it wasn't that. And I'm like, oh, it must be a Grand Prix.
Okay.
I thought they only made two cars. Pontiac. I didn't. What do I know?
Well, they don't make any cars
so we
anymore.
Go out to lunch. I say, hey, I'll drive. We'll take my new car, you know? So we go outside. He's looking around for this Grand Prix. And we go to my little Chevette T-1000. And he goes, this is your Grand Prix?
It wasn't a Chevette T-1000. It was a Pontiac T-1000.
It was a Pontiac
T-1000.
Which
was the same car as the Chevette, because it's a GM car, and they just made a sprinkle of it.
See, this is why I keep you around, because I don't even know this
Well, stuff. No, but you know all this other stuff here that I don't know. Right. So, you know.
And then you said, that's it. Scott Peters is hearing about this. And I'm like, no, don't tell Scott.
No, I had to tell Scott because it would actually be a feature on the Scott Peters show.
Yes, the T-1000 segment. Right.
Hey, I want to do what Sasso does.
Now, what was that all about?
That was from when we were in Vegas at the Riviera, and we went to play at Slots of Fun.
Right.
And you're just sitting there, and you're, I think it was a roulette table.
It was roulette, yes.
And you're playing all these numbers, and Matt Faw's there, and he's going, big numbers.
That's right.
Right?
I forgot about that.
And then Scott turns around because he sees you're winning.
And I didn't even know I was winning.
You didn't.
You said you had like $800 at one point, you said to me. And I'm like, I did?
It was close. And, yeah. And Scott... Scott says, hey, I want to do what Sasso's doing. He's playing it right.
We just recently saw Scott Peters and his lovely wife.
We did.
His lovely wife.
Corey.
I know a name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did you think? I thought you were going to say Cora. I was ready to.
Well, it's you. Cora when she talks to you.
Cora Wang when Cora she talks to you. She turns Asian. I don't know why. I just said that.
Oh,
but Corey,
not Chinese.
Corey Abate Peters.
Hmm.
Yeah, so she's lovely. She's great.
Sometimes she goes by Donna Chang, though.
Donna Chang.
Right.
All right.
You're not Chinese.
Hey, you're not Chinese.
That's my Scott impression.
Well, it was more like Frank Costanza's mom, but go ahead.
Oh, that was more like her. Yeah. All right. So Corey was right. I loved Corey. Not in that kind of
way.
Well,
you still should love Corey.
I love her. I'm not in love with her. I love her,
exactly.
But I'm not in love. Let me
ask you this question, right?
Yeah.
So aren't we allowed to say to another female that we're not married to, for example, can we say, I love you? But I'm certainly not in love with that
You can
person.
Say that. Yeah, I definitely would
I don't
say
know what the rules
whole,
are anymore.
Say the whole thing.
Really?
Why not? And say it in front of your wife.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Say, okay, I got Christina next to me. I'll go to a pool girl and say, hey, you know what, Maria? I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
I mean,
and I don't love you.
But that last two pieces there are implied anyway. You don't really even need to say it.
I like to say it.
But
no,
you shouldn't have to.
No. I like to say it.
But you shouldn't have to because Christina already knows that you're in love with her.
Yeah, but I'm reinforcing it, man. It's good etiquette. It's good practice to do that.
Okay, so we got here because in '88 we met, and I said, are you working here now?
And I said, I think so. I wasn't even sure I was hired yet. I didn't even know what the job was.
Was Steve's fistula there?
Steve's fistula was not there. It was Chuck Deal, Dial 8 2.
Deal.
He was there.
Chuck Deal,
Chuck Deal
2.
He was there. The most annoying laugh in the world.
But he's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. You know, he's got his style.
He reminded me of Chuck Connors, Scary Face Chuck Connors, the rifleman. He reminded me of him.
The way he looks.
Yes.
Yeah, and his build and all that. Sure.
And that
I don't
haircut,
know if he carried
that
a rifle.
Jason
though.
Bateman haircut that he was.
Right.
He's like a big man boy.
Yes.
Chuck. Yeah. And he lives in Deal, New Jersey, which is weird.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I just thought that would work.
He lives up in Buzzards Bay now.
So he doesn't live in... He lives in Buzzards Bay, Deal, New Jersey.
No, Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, up by the Cape.
But in Jersey.
Yeah.
So it's in Jersey, though.
But when he goes to his house there...
It's like he's...
He's in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
But on Route 1.
Route 1, Wyckoff, Bergen County, New
Germany,
Jersey,
right.
Massachusetts.
Germany, right. So it's all... Right. He's on the cusp is the point. That's the thing.
Oh, man. I can only imagine what your audience must think of this. Holy cow. I want to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
I don't want to do anything else but this, but I don't think I'll make any money doing this.
Why? You know? Okay, what do you have to compare that? For you to make that statement, you must have done homework. You must have done research. So, because you're not an idiot. You're not a dumb guy. You're a very intelligent man. You know.
So my wife
for you
would
to
disagree.
Say that, for you to say that, then yeah. What's your, show me your the work that
I
you've
don't
done.
Have any work.
Oh, so this for is that. Just coming out of your anus.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go there.
It's coming out of the opening. Like in
I
your,
don't want to do that.
It's on your flip
I will
side.
Tell you, though, I had to do a double flush earlier. But you
right.
know.
I actually heard that. I'm like, what is he doing in there? He's like dropping a small Greek boy down the toilet bowl. All right.
Why is it a Greek boy?
Because they're small. And, no. And when they're kids, they tend to be small. They could fit down that toilet.
All
bowl.
Kids are small when,
oh, that's
they're,
true.
When they're small.
You know why babies have those soft spots on their heads? I just realized this.
I can only imagine.
So you can carry them around five at a time. You know.
Oh, that's
five of them.
Such a great sound.
So you have triplets. You got two boys and the girl.
And the girl.
So the two boys are William and Anthony, and you got the girl there.
And William and Anthony live in Boston.
Nice. They live together?
No.
As a family?
No. Willie just moved in to a new place
with a girl? His,
with a new roommate. No, not a girl.
A man.
Another guy. Yeah. Another
What's
friend of his. I don't know the
Jonathan?
Kid's name. I maybe.
Michael? Casper?
I'm going to go with Casper.
Okay.
I'll Casper. Go with Casper.
Casper. Okay.
Although so, my buddy Bob has a dog named Casper.
Oh, come on. No, he doesn't.
He does.
Oh, like Dr. Capsimilus?
No. Let me show you, you big fooly falalas. Such a fooly falalas here.
And just
Wait
so you
minute.
Know, podcasty, he's going to show me a picture that you cannot see because this is an audio show.
Yeah, no, you can't see it.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I can play this for you.
Right.
It's his dog, Casper, which he calls Gasper.
But his name, but in writing, it's Casper.
It's deservedly so, the name Gasper.
Gasper. Oh, I know
the
why.
The dog is Gassy.
He farts.
He's a fada.
He farts.
Yeah, especially in Massachusetts, he'll fart.
Oh, he's white, like a ghost. Like
he's
Casper.
A white shepherd.
Oh, nice. He's very cute.
White shepherds, if you ask my daughter, who's a dog groomer, down in Mount Laurel, actually.
Yes, yeah, right near here.
Right? She tells me these are the worst dogs to train.
Why?
Because they're very demanding. They want your attention all the time. And that attention is never put on actually learning how to do something the right way.
Saying. Yeah, exactly right.
He just wants to talk to you.
Right. Okay. Now, I thought she was living in Philly. Your daughter's name is Amanda,
no.
by the way.
Amanda, yeah. And no, she was living in the Manayunk section of Philly. She went to Rowan University along with Willie.
Glassboro.
And she ended up staying down in that
Glassboro,
area.
Glassboro, Voorhees.
Yeah.
Atlantic City.
Exactly.
On the
so,
way to Atlantic City.
Haynesport is in that area there. So she had a little house, very nice little house. She didn't own the house.
Oh, so
she rented it.
Got kicked out or what happened?
No, her Evicted? And her boyfriend are moving into a new place. Actually, this week in Mount Laurel. Beautiful
wow,
place.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What's the rent? $2,500 a month?
No, I don't. I think it's less than that.
$1,000 a month?
No, I think it's like $2,000.
$2,000 a month.
Yeah, right. That's not bad, right? So anyway. Oh, my audience here. I don't know what to do.
I want to tell you something.
Are we throwing to a spot soon? Or
I'm about to throw to a spot. So one of our listeners wrote a song for us. We had a really bad city council, and it was so bad that we were talking about it all the time in the show.
Sure.
And Christina always asks, what's your dream Trenton? So this guy put together this song. It's an amazing song.
All right, let me hear it.
We're going to hear it right now. Here we go.
The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation. Four members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation. We don't need these people at the top who are only out for themselves.
That's right.
If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robin Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Your Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
Isn't that not great?
That is actually probably the best song. I mean, barring the political nature to it.
Well, but people who listen and who live in Trenton, they know exactly
what
those people
are. That was terrific. I felt seriously like that was when the Brady Bunch performed their first song.
The Silver Platters.
Right?
They call themselves the Silver Platters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And they did that show, and that was
as, when it's
that
time
so,
to change, you've got
right.
to rearrange.
Right, when Peter's voice was going up and down.
Right,
you know?
When it's time to change. When it's time to change.
change.
Now, that was really fantastic.
That was good. I was so impressed.
And you're the only one giving it airplay, though.
Well, he wrote it for us.
Oh, he wrote it just for you.
Oh, he wrote that for
us. So he didn't want that to necessarily get out to the
He's a listener. Board I believe he's, in Salt, I believe he's out of Salt Lake City. He sent it into us. He's out listening to the show. I wanted to put this. He writes jingles for a living.
Oh, that's great.
I'm like, dude, that was amazing.
It was very, very well produced, too. The production is fantastic.
Yeah. So that's like what we do. That's the kind of energy we put out there.
Is that the kind of energy that you got from the many years of whatever the hell we were doing at Dubner?
Yeah, because a lot of the times we still will start a phone call with, look at what I'm doing, and only we get that.
I meant down there, you know.
Yeah, of course, that's you're the light of my life. So,
you
light up my life. Yeah, you light up my life, right.
So,
but we've done so many crazy.
I wanted to play Lena Horne.
you're gonna need a what was it, a spatula to get that makeup
so,
off.
So Frank and I, on one of our trips, we went out to see a company called Post Effects in Chicago.
Yes,
and we stayed at the Belmont.
The Belmont,
of course. So the Belmont, the Belmont, the Belmont,
the Belmont,
the Belmont,
the Belmont.
We don't do jingles as good as that guy.
No,
so, no,
absolutely.
But anyway, that was a crazy trip. And what was the name? Paris is Burning.
Paris
was
is
the
Burning.
Movie,
I said, right? Well, let's go see a movie. Let's
why the
this
hell
Paris
did we go
burning.
See this
well, what's
horrible
great
movie?
Is that you didn't know what it was about.
I knew what it was about.
I said, I want to see this movie called Paris is Burning. It's supposed to be awesome.
Wasn't it at the same time that The Crying Game came out, too?
I feel like it was. Maybe.
So I'm sitting there watching this movie, and this guy, this drag queen dude, is, I wanted to play Lena Horne.
It's a documentary about drag queens, and the movie theater walls were white, which was weird.
Yes.
Very weird.
Yeah.
So the lights dim, the movie starts, and you see, it just starts with, like, some footage of, like, Paris and, like, you know, New York and whatever. It's about drag queens. It's about drag shows.
My hair is just beginning to go on fire.
And the first drag queen comes out, he's putting on his makeup, and he starts talking about,
when I was a kid, all the boys wanted to be John Wayne, while I wanted to be Lena Horne.
And he's putting on inches thick of this pancake makeup on his face. And I hear John mumbling, you're going to need a chisel to get that makeup off your face. I'm just losing my shit.
Was there anybody in the theater when we were there?
It was me and you, and somebody was getting oral sex, I'm convinced.
Okay, so
there's three of us, or four of us. There were the four of us.
I'm not sure why we did this. We could have gone to a nice restaurant, had a decent meal, instead. No, let's go to a movie.
To Paris is Burning.
Right.
And we stayed.
But then how is it that over the years,
you're always the gay
I'm
guy.
I'm always the gay guy.
I don't know how that started, but I hope it never stops.
Didn't we determine that earlier today, we determined that I'm the gay straight guy?
You're the gay straight man.
And how am I gay? I'm gay socially.
You're a deeply closeted gay man.
Socially. But
just
I'm
overall.
Straight conservative.
You're straight conservative, but gay socially.
Okay. Oh my God!
It's like being an introvert with extrovert tendencies.
Just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's okay.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
What do you got
understand,
there?
Right?
What do you got there?
So just a real quick, just so you guys
recap.
Know, you can get help with your water bill if you apply today. New Jersey's low income household water assistance program can help you avoid some service interruptions and stuff like that. So just give 1-866-TWW-BLUE. That's 1-866-TWW-BLUE. A call and they will help put you on a payment plan and you'll be all set to go with that. So
that sounds great. That sounds like a nice program.
Let me tell you, it sucks not being able to pay your bills, but the water bill though.
Yeah, they got to
get some help with that.
Yeah, water bills can be high.
They can be high.
I noticed yesterday, apparently I must have left a faucet on for probably too long.
Oh, I just figured it because you were flushing more than twice.
No, not here.
Okay.
Not here. I'm talking about my home that's really not on Route 1, but it's home in Chatham.
In Caldwell, yes. West Caldwell.
I live in Chatham.
Yes, but
if you want to call it
West Caldwell Avenue.
That's fine. You can call it whatever you want. I don't care.
West Caldwell Avenue.
You should have been at the first Friday event.
Oh, Weston Avenue.
Let me tell you who was there at the first Friday.
Mike Sanzo.
So Mike Sanzo, Matt Faw.
Nice.
I got a picture here. I could show you to you. I'll show it to you.
Pal. Stevie Nicks. What?
He owes me money.
It's from Stevie Nicks.
Anyway, so Sanzo, Matt Faw, Scotty, Corey, Joanne Galinas.
Who?
I don't know if you knew Joanne.
Say her name again.
Joanne Galinas.
Who? Who else was there?
And
Jake
and
Steelhead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Brian Fagan.
Brian Fagan.
Yes. Who's going to Ireland? He said
Of course, the
whole family's doing a trip to Ireland.
They're magically delicious.
What about Kevin Dygan? Dyganetics.
He said he was going to make it, and he didn't.
Bastard! Does he still have a full head of hair?
I don't know. I haven't seen
red hair.
I don't know. I don't think it's red anymore.
Crawled up your ass and died.
I don't. Did he say that to you?
I let one loose in a van, and we could not get out of the van, and he was screaming.
What? You remember what Dubner was really termed as?
Oh, high school with paychecks. That's what we called it.
That's what you called it, and I had to go with that.
I did call it high school with paychecks. That's what exactly that. And Evelyn was the dean of discipline.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob Webb was the principal, but you didn't care if you got in trouble with him. You cared if you got in trouble with Evelyn.
He was the principal that acted like the assistant principal. It doesn't matter. You always went to the assistant principal because you knew you get protection. Principal was always
He was like Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell. There was no real threat with that principal.
Now, but of course,
Evelyn Bronson. Evelyn Charles Bronson. You don't want to mess with her.
Oh, boy. And
everything
Norma.
Was a death wish.
Don't mess with Corey's mom, Norma.
Or Phyllis.
And Dawn?
No. Again. It's Tony Orlando and Phyllis.
Not Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Listen, for years, people thought that was the name of the group. It wasn't. He held Dawn.
Oh.
This is before we had hand sanitizers. He would use that Dawn constantly. Why? Because Phyllis had germs that he was afraid of.
Oh,
Tony Orlando.
God, that's
it was Tony Orlando and Phyllis.
Tony Orlando and Phyllis.
Right.
All right.
Phyllis Crocco.
And then, of course, Andy Cooper hated us for some reason.
He did, but Betty Tendler did not.
No, Betty was great.
And Jorge the Jungle liked us.
Jorge the Jungle. How does he not? So Betty Tendler was always the one that says, the truck is outside.
No, that was Liz Amplo.
The truck is outside at the front desk.
That wasn't Betty?
No. Betty was more like this. I am your father.
Right.
She's more bronchial. Right. Like the, you know what I'm saying? No, seriously, John. I'm not kidding. Betty, the truck is outside. I know
that's
it's outside,
right.
It was, Liz.
And Fred Echeverra, who married Helen. Hey, Helen.
Right. Fred Trevelino. Married Helena Rubin Stein. Not Rubin. Ruba. That's where they got that name, Helena Rubinstein. They got it from her name.
They got it from Helen.
Because of Paul Saunders, who worked with Telemundo.
Mary Lou Ferguson and Andrew
Ferguson.
And
wants to marry her now. I would memorize.
How are we going to do
I would
another
memorize,
podcast
listen,
if we're
I, listen,
getting it all out in
I
this
I would
one.
Memorize voicemails, but not voicemail, answering machine messages that John would leave me. And here's a famous one that he would leave me. So apparently, I had gone out or something. I forgot
what
I did.
Should we bow out on this note?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was outside somewhere. I don't know where I was. But John gives me a call. Mm-hmm. He goes, here's the message. Beep. Yo, look, where the hell are you? No one knows where you are. I was looking for you. Norman needed you. I needed you. Phyllis needed you. Mary Lou needed you to beat you up because Paul Saunders called and wants to marry her now. So it's like you were here, then you weren't here, then your jacket's here, and your car's outside, then it wasn't outside, but your jacket's here, but then you were here, but then you weren't here. Look, what the hell happened? Call me. Click. That was the message.
Yeah.
And wants to marry her now.
That's one of my classes. Well, Paul Saunders was some kind of a guy that worked. Was he just doing fonts or something? What was his deal? He worked. Was he in Florida?
He was like a graphics guy supervisor at Telemundo.
Telemundo, right. In Florida. Okay.
The most unethnic guy you could find.
Paul Saunders.
Yeah,
exactly.
The whitest guy on the planet.
Right. Working for Telemundo.
Right.
But anyway, Mary Lou was one of our programmers who did a lot with the font capabilities of these graphic machines that Dubner did.
Fonts, typefaces, right,
all that
exactly.
stuff, yes. Right. And Paul Saunders, I guess he fell into a point where the stuff he had wasn't working? Or
well, it was the still store. I was working with the still store, but Mary Lou was one of the programmers of the still store.
With the
so whenever
Andy,
I would
Anthony
not take,
Gray?
Yeah, I got tired of taking this guy's call, so I would just always take the call. Frank Paul Saunders is on the phone. It's Saunders. Saunders. Paul Saunders. Yeah. He's on the phone.
That's
okay,
Liz Amplo.
And I would take that call and direct it right to Mary Lou's line and not even say it. And she would just pick up, hello?
Pick up. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mary Lou. It's Paul Saunders. Yeah. I would never tell her who's on the phone.
I wonder if she's listening to this right now.
Hey, Mary Lou. Mary Lou Shue, blink, blink. Blink.
Okay. All right, we're out.
Hope you enjoyed the show, everybody.
Hey, can I hear the jingle one more time?
Sure. Here we go.
All right.
Jingle now.
The good people of Trenton deserve way better representation.
Awesome.
For members
members of the council are breaking the law. That's our daily situation.
I don't know about you, but I've got wood.
People at the top who are only out for themselves.
Share.
If the people of Trenton won't act now, our town will be a living hell. Let's focus only on the positives here at Trenton Waves. Can we ask you all to describe your dream city today? My dream Trenton would be without Kathy McBride and Robin Vaughn, without Santiago Rodriguez and Sonia Wilkins, that's for sure. We won't let them ever defeat us. Trenton Waves with Frank and Christina.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.